This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like there's this invisible force pulling you back into the endless scroll? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super important today, building resilience to all that digital stress and anxiety. Because let's face it, life in the 21st century is a bit like trying to surf a tsunami on a surfboard made of emojis, exhilarating, terrifying, and sometimes downright exhausting. But don't worry, friends, we're not just going to complain about the internet. We're going to arm ourselves with strategies, tools, and a whole lot of self-awareness to conquer this digital beast. Think of this as your daily dose of digital detox wisdom, practical tips you can actually implement, real talk about the struggles we all face, and maybe even a few laughs along the way. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's get real about building that digital resilience muscle. Here are five key takeaways to remember. First off, recognize the signs. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing just thinking about checking your notifications? Or when you find yourself scrolling for hours on end even though you have a million other things to do? Those are red flags, my friends, and they tell us we're not exactly in control of our digital relationship. Secondly, set boundaries. It's like saying no to that slice of cake. Sometimes it's tough, but it's essential for your well-being. Limit screen time, create tech-free zones in your home, and establish clear rules about when you'll engage with your devices. Think of it as reclaiming your power and time. Thirdly, cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't hurt. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your surroundings, and how you're feeling. When we're mindful, we're less likely to get swept away by the digital tide. Fourthly, find alternative sources of joy. We've all been sucked into the black hole of social media, scrolling endlessly through perfectly curated lives that leave us feeling inadequate. But guess what? There's a whole world out there beyond the screen. We discover old hobbies, connect with loved ones face to face, and explore new interests. Remember, real life is pretty awesome too. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Building resilience takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it, just learn from the experience and keep moving forward. You've got this. Think about a time you felt overwhelmed by digital stress. Maybe your inbox was overflowing, social media notifications were buzzing non-stop, where you just couldn't seem to focus on anything else. Did you feel that knot in your stomach? That racing heart? The urge to just escape it all and hide under the covers? We've all been there. But what if I told you that feeling doesn't have to control you? Remember those strategies we talked about: setting boundaries, cultivating mindfulness, finding alternative sources of joy. Put them into practice. Imagine this. You wake up in the morning, check your phone for just 5 minutes because, hey, important things happen, then switch it off. You spend that extra time reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee without the constant buzz of notifications. You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the day. See? It's possible. By implementing these strategies, you can start building your own fortress against digital stress and anxiety. All right, listeners, let's recap. Today we talked about recognizing the signs of digital stress, setting boundaries, cultivating mindfulness, finding alternative sources of joy, and most importantly, being kind to yourself. Remember, this isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep striving for that healthy balance between the digital world and real life. Ready to level up? Share your thoughts on today's episode, tag a friend who needs to hear this, or join the conversation on social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Digital Poison, your daily dose of digital detox wisdom. See you tomorrow for another exciting adventure in the world of screen-free living.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.